Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. It's time to move forward in the Word of God. And can I say it? It's a great word on this snowy morning. Where we are, it is snowing outside. And it is icky looking. But we are supposed to get 2 to 4 inches of snow. But you know what? I still say it is still the day that the Lord has made, and I'm rejoicing and glad in it. Grateful, thankful, and blessed that God has given me a four-wheel drive car. Excuse me. And I can get where I need to go. Thanking God for another day. I will not waste it or throw it away, as the word, as I like to say. I ain't going to say the word says that because it doesn't. That's a Bridget. But anyway, thanking God for everyone. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for coming on in with Mother Valerie and I. You know, we just like to keep it real. We like the Word of God, and we just get all giddy for Jesus. So thanking God for today, and thanking God for all of you. So we are about to get started. Our word for this morning is forgive us our trespasses. Forgive us the debt of sin. We got to thank God that he forgives us. And thank God that we had a Jesus who came and sacrificed his life for us, that we no longer have to have an unblemished ram, have to have an unblemished lamb, have to have an unblemished goat, you know, turtle doves and all these things. We don't have to have that anymore. You know, we have Jesus, and all we have to do is take it to the throne. We just take it to the throne of grace and tell God, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for all you're doing and have done for me. Forgive me my trespasses as I forgive others, Lord. That's all we have to say. And what a blessing that we just can go to the throne and take time and spend it with God. How amazing. We are so blessed. So blessed. True. Father God in heaven, we thank you for another day. We thank you for your grace, for your mercy, for your goodness, for your kindness, for your love, for your forgiving spirit, God. We ask you to forgive us as we forgive those, Lord God. We ask you to take us behind the veil today, Lord God, as we move forward in your word, Lord God. We ask you to increase as we decrease and forgive us for any sins we have committed in thought, word, or deed, God. If we have said anything to offend anyone, Lord, we ask forgiveness before we open up and speak your word. In the precious and holy name of Christ Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for another day. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy and love. We thank you for your son, the greatest sacrifice ever made, God. And you did it for us. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving your life for us, for taking all the sins of the world, all the trespasses, all the offenses, everything, all the wickedness you took to the cross. You took all of our sins to the cross. And all we can say this morning is thank you, Jesus, for all you've done for us. Thank you, God, for your grace and your love. And it's in the name of the matchless, unblemished Savior, unblemished Lamb of God. We look up, lift up, giving you honor, glory, and praise. And as always, Lord, please increase as we decrease. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our humble heart be acceptable in your holy and divine sight. In Jesus' name, amen. Good morning, Mother Valerie, again on this very snowy morning.
Amen. Good morning, Pastor. Temperature is 31 degrees.
Ooh, which means this snow is going to stick. It's not an illusion. It is going to stick.
It's real.
It's like, well, maybe it'll melt off by this afternoon. It's not going to happen. I looked at the weather, and I thought, well, it'll melt off by tomorrow. And then I looked at the temperature, and tomorrow's low is, and the high is 29. No, probably won't melt off until Sunday or Monday. But, you know, we can always hope. So, you know, I'll say to everybody, though, who is traveling, please be careful. Take your time and know that when God goes before you, nothing, not even snow and wind and rain or anything else, can stand against you. So we give it to God and we keep on moving. So let's get into our word this morning. We are coming today. This is Old Testament Friday, and we are coming out of Leviticus chapter 3 through chapter 8. And if time permits, we may have time to go into one of the Psalms or some of the Psalms. We'll see how God permits and how things go this morning with our word. So our word again today, forgive us our trespasses. As we forgive you your trespasses, we ask God to forgive us ours. So forgive us our trespasses. And that is coming out of Leviticus chapter 5. So let's get his Bible study. And we are coming out of the book of Leviticus, which we started on yesterday. And we'll be in Leviticus for a few minutes just to go over some laws, some food choices. You know, it's a whole lot in Leviticus. So we got a lot of learning. We got a lot of learning and a lot of getting a word in context. We know that so many times there are those, we talked about it on yesterday, that like to use Leviticus as a chopping block and use Leviticus to discriminate against everything and everybody because they take a word and run with it and not take the whole context of the word, because everything that's in Leviticus is for a purpose and a reason, because we have to remember that these people were traveling. You have a number of folks traveling. You got to have sanitary. You got to have everything in a particular place and outside so nobody is getting sick. You got to have fresh water. There's so many different things, and you can't share your water with animals. You know, if you got animals walking all through and defecating in the water, you can't drink that. So it's a whole lot going on in this word, that everything that is said is for a reason and a purpose, and the offerings are for a reason and a purpose. And so we have to look at it in the context of the time and the context of what it was all about. So let's get into our word. Please join me in Leviticus chapter 3. And it says, when his offering is a sacrifice of a peace offering, if he offers it of the herd, whether male or female, he shall offer it without blemish. We are blessed that we don't have to find an unblemished cow, unblemished ram, unblemished anything. Mm-hmm. And it says this, and he shall lay his hand on the head of his offering and kill it at the door of the tabernacle meeting. And Aaron's sons, the priests, shall sprinkle the blood all around on the altar. Then he shall offer from the sacrifice being made by fire to the Lord the fat that covers the entrails and all the fat that is on the entrails, the two kidneys and the fat that is on them by the flanks and the fatty lobe attached to the liver above the kidneys, he shall remove. And Aaron's son shall burn it on the altar upon the burnt sacrifice, which is on the wood that is on the fire as an offering made by fire, a sweet aroma to the Lord. If his offering as a sacrifice of a peace offering to the Lord, is it of the flock, whether male or female, he shall offer it without blemish. if he offers a lamb as his offering, then he shall offer it before the Lord. And he shall lay his hand on the head of his offering and kill it before the tabernacle of meeting. And Aaron's sons shall sprinkle its blood all around on the altar. Then he shall offer from the sacrifice of the peace offering an offering made by fire to the Lord, its fat and the whole fat tail, which he shall remove close to the backbone. And the fatty lobe attached to the liver above the kidneys he shall remove. And the priest shall burn them on the altar as food, an offering made by fire to the Lord. And if his offering is a goat, then he shall offer it before the Lord. He shall lay his hands on its head and kill it before the tabernacle of meeting. And the sons of Aaron shall sprinkle its blood all around on the altar. Then he shall offer from it his offering as an offering made by fire to the Lord. The fat that covers the entrails and all the fat that is on the entrails, the two kidneys and the fat that is on them by the flanks, and the fatty lobe attached to the liver above the kidneys, he shall remove, and the priest shall burn them on the altar as food, an offering made by fire for a sweet aroma. All the fat is the Lord's. This shall be a perpetual statute throughout your generations in all your dwellings. You shall eat neither fat nor blood. There it is, Mother. You shall eat neither fat nor blood. You know, and if you stop to think about it, you know, you have folks that like the fat of a steak and a bloody steak. Not supposed to eat it. But then you have to remember, too, that diseases come through the blood. And if an animal has a disease or animal has something in it, it would be in the blood. And if you cook it and cook all that blood out of it, you may be sanitizing that meat. But, you know, it's like, wow, that is some serious business. You know, but it tells us in the Word of God to not eat fat and not eat blood. You know, that rare piece of meat is. No, thank you. No, thank you. You know, and it goes on to say, now the Lord spoke, chapter 4 of Leviticus tells us, now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, saying, if a person sins unintentionally, commandment of the Lord, in anything which ought not to be done, and does any of them, if the anointed priest sins, bringing guilt on the people, then let him offer to the Lord for his sin, which he has sinned, a young bull without blemish as a sin offering. He shall bring the bull to the door of the tabernacle meeting before the Lord, lay his hands on the bull's head, and kill the bull before the Lord. Then the anointed priest shall take some of the bull's blood, bring it to the tabernacle meeting. The priest shall dip his fingers in the blood and sprinkle some of the blood seven times before the Lord in front of the veil of the sanctuary. And the priest shall put some of the blood on the horns of the altar of sweet incense before the Lord, which is in the tabernacle meeting. And he shall pour the remaining blood of the bull at the base of the altar of the burnt offering, which is at the door of the tabernacle meeting. He shall take from it all the fat of the bull as the sin offering on the entrails, the two kidneys, and the fat that is on them by the flanks, and the fatty lobe attached to the liver above the kidneys. He shall remove, as it was taken from the bull of the sacrifice of the peace offering, and the priest shall burn them on the altar of the burnt offering. But the bull's hide and all its flesh, which is head and legs, its entrails and oval, and whole bull, he shall carry outside the camp to a clean place where the ashes are poured out. Burn it on wood and fire. Where the ashes are poured out, it shall be burned. Now, if the whole congregation of Israel sins unintentionally. And the thing is hidden from the eyes of the assembly. And they have done something against any of the commandments of the Lord in anything which should not be done, and are guilty when the sin which they have committed becomes known. Then the assembly shall offer a young bull for the sin and bring it before the tabernacle of meeting. And the elders of the congregation shall lay their hands on the head of the bull before the Lord. Then the bull shall be killed before the Lord. The anointed priest shall bring some of the bull's blood to the tabernacle of meeting. Then the priest shall dip his finger in the blood and sprinkle it seven times before the Lord in front of the veil. And he shall put some of the blood on the horns of the altar, which is before the Lord, which is in the tabernacle of meeting. And he shall pour the remaining blood at the base of the altar of burnt offering, which is at the door of the tabernacle of meeting. He shall take all the fat from it and burn it on the altar. And he shall do it with the bull as he did with the bull as a sin offering. Thus he shall do with it. So the priest shall make atonement for them, and it shall be forgiven them. Then he shall carry the bull outside the camp and burn it as he burned the first bull. It is a sin offering for the assembly. When a ruler has sinned and done something unintentionally against any of the commandments of the Lord, his God in anything which should not be done and is guilty, or if his sin which he has committed comes to his knowledge, he shall bring as his offering a kid of the goats, a male without blemish, and he shall lay his hand on the head of the goat and kill it at the place where they kill the burnt offering before the Lord. It is a sin offering. The priest shall take some of the blood of the sin offering with his finger, put it on the horns of the altar of burnt offering, and pour its blood at the base of the altar of burnt offerings, and he shall burn all its fat on the altar, like the fires of the peace offering. So the priest shall make atonement for him concerning his sin, and it shall be forgiven him. If any one of the common people sins unintentionally by doing something against any of the commandments of the Lord in anything which ought not to be done, and is guilty, or if his sin which he has committed comes to the knowledge, then he shall bring as his offering a kid of the goats, a female without blemish, for his sin which he has committed. And he shall lay his hand on the head of the sin offering and kill the sin offering at the place of the burnt offerings. Then the priest shall take some of its blood with his finger, put it on the horn of the altar of burnt offering, and pour all the remaining blood at the base of the altar. He shall remove all its fat, as fat is removed from the sacrifice of the peace offering, and the priest shall burn it for a sweet aroma to the Lord. So the priest shall make atonement for him, and it shall be forgiven him. If he brings a lamb as a sin offering, he shall bring a female without blemish. Then he shall lay his hand on the head of the sin offering and kill it as a sin offering at the place where they kill the burnt offering. The priest shall take some of the blood of the sin offering with his finger, put it on the horns of the altar of burnt offering, and pour all the remaining blood at the base of the altar. He shall remove all its fat, as the fat of the lamb is removed from the sacrifice of the peace offering. Then the priest shall burn it on the altar according to the offerings made by fire to the Lord. So the priest shall make atonement for his sin that he has committed, and it shall be given him. Has to make atonement. When we mess up, we got to clean up. You know, even priests made mistakes. And we have to remember it. And it says, atonement, reparation for a wrong or injury. She wanted to make atonement for her husband's behavior. In religious context, reparation or expiation for sin. An annual ceremony of confession and atonement for sin. You know, atonement is reparation. And, you know, sometimes we know that atonement needs to be done in this nation. Atonement for slavery. That's why you hear folks talking about reparation, reparation. It's not the necessarily, I want my 40 acres and a mule. But we want someone to just say, I'm sorry. I am sorry for what happened in this nation. The blood, the sweat, and the tears of a whole people cry out to God. And we wonder why we have this divisiveness. It's because atonement has never been made. And it's got to be made for this nation to heal. We need to have atonement. Reparation. Atonement. We need to atone for the sins of our forefathers. We have to make atonement. We have to ask forgiveness. We have to make what was wrong made right. You hear people say, well, go back to wherever. I was born here. My ancestors were born here. My family has been here for a long, long time. We can say all the way back to the 1700s, my family has been here. How about yours? As you tell folks to go back someplace when we are the ones that made this country. We made this country. Our ancestors built the White House and the State House and many houses. And as we go through this Black History Month, we should never forget who we are, where we come from. And the fact is that there needs to be atonement in this nation and forgiveness given. Forgive us our trespass. And we have to forgive because God forgave us by giving his son to die as that unblemished lamb for us. And as we go into chapter 5, which is where our title is coming from this morning, if a person sins in hearing the utterance of an oath and is a witness, whether he has seen or known of the matter, if he does not tell it, he bears guilt. Or if a person touches any unclean thing, whether it is unclean beast or the carcass of unclean livestock or the carcass of unclean creeping things, and he is unaware of it, he also shall be unclean and guilty. Or if he does it human uncleanliness, whatever uncleanliness with which a man may be defiled, and he is unaware of it, when he realizes it, then he shall be guilty. Or if a person swears, speaking thoughtlessly with his lips to do evil, or to do good, whatever it is that a man may pronounce by an oath, and he is unaware of it, when he realizes it, then he shall be guilty in any of these manners. And it shall be, when he is guilty in any of these manners, that he shall confess that he has sinned in that thing. And he shall bring his trespass offering to the Lord for his sin which he has committed. A female from the flock, a lamb or a kid of the goats, as a sin offering. So the priest shall make atonement for him concerning his sin. If he is not able to bring a lamb, then he shall bring to the Lord for his trespass which he has committed two turtle doves or two young pigeons. One as a sin offering and the other as a burnt offering. And he shall bring them to the priest who shall offer his for the sin offering first and wring off his head from his neck, but shall not divide it completely. Then he shall sprinkle some of the blood of the sin offering on the side of the altar, and the rest of the blood shall be drained out at the base of the altar. It is a sin offering. And he shall offer the second as a burnt offering according to the prescribed manner. So the priest shall make atonement on his behalf for a sin which he has committed, and it shall be forgiven him. But if he is not able to bring two turtle doves or two young pigeons, then he who sins shall bring for his offering one-tenth of an ephah of fine flour as a sin offering. He shall put no oil on it, nor shall he put frankincense on it, but it is a sin offering. Then he shall bring to the priest, and the priest shall take his handful of it as a memorial portion, and burn it on the altar according to the offerings made by fire to the Lord. It is a sin offering. The priest shall make atonement for him for his sin that he has committed in any of these manners, and it shall be forgiven him. The rest shall be the priest as a grain offering. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, if a person commits a trespass and sins unintentionally in regard to the holy things of the Lord, then he shall bring to the Lord as his trespass offering a ram without blemish from the flocks with your valuation in shekels of silver, according to the shekel of the sanctuary as a trespass offering. And he shall make a restitution, or in other words, restitution for the harm that he has done in regards to the holy things, and shall add one-fifth to it and give it to the priest. So the priest shall make atonement for him with the ram of the trespass offering, and it shall be forgiven him. If a person sins and commits any of these things which are forbidden to be done by the commandments of the Lord, though he does not know it, yet he is guilty and shall bear his iniquity. And he shall bring to the priest a ram without blemish from the flock, with your valuation as a trespass offering. So the priest shall make atonement for him regarding his ignorance in which he erred and did not know it, and it shall be forgiven him. It is a trespass offering. He has certainly trespassed against the Lord. And when we go back to a couple of life lessons from chapter 4, verse number 2 and 3, if a person sins unintentionally against any of the commandments of the Lord, then let him offer to the Lord for his sin. To sin unintentionally is better understood as to sin unthinkingly, something we all do, yet God is gracious. He not only reveals our sin to us, but he also offers us his forgiveness. We are blessed beyond measure to be forgiven for our sins, to be forgiven our trespasses. And it says in chapter 5, verse 17, if a person sins, though he does not know it, yet he is guilty and shall bear his iniquity. Guilt is real. It's not merely a feeling. Hardened sinners may feel no guilt, but in fact bear great guilt. This is why we need the blood of Christ to cleanse us from all sin. You know, what is the song? Oh, the blood of Jesus, it washes white as snow. And we need to, as we look out at the snow this morning, Mother, the blood of Jesus washes us white as snow. It cleanses our blood. It cleanses our hearts. It cleanses our minds. And we have to do nothing more than say thank you to God for his grace and his mercy, because he loved us enough to give the ultimate trespass sin offering in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We are blessed beyond measure that God paid it all for us. He paid it all with his son's life as the last unblemished lamb to be sacrificed for our sins. Amen. Now we can take it to the throne on our knees and ask God, Lord, please forgive me as I forgive others. The Lord has given us an opportunity to atone for our sins. What a mighty God we serve. Mother Valerie, again, good morning. I turn it over to you as we get ready to move forward continuously in our word today. You know, forgive us our trespass. What a mighty word for this morning. Thanking God again for you and thanking God for this word. I turn it over to you.
Good morning, people of God. Good morning. It's a beautiful morning. I thank God I don't have to go out there in it. And I looked out, and it's snowing. It's quite beautiful, quite beautiful. When she was reading about bringing two young pigeons and ring off their head from his neck, ring the pigeon's head off. You know, I saw a chicken when somebody, my auntie, rung the neck of the chicken, the head of the chicken off, because back in the day, they used to cook fresh chicken. And that chicken was just dancing, and I was laughing. When the chicken's neck is wrung off, the chicken just continued to dance. It continued to move. It moves and it moves and it moves. And I'm sitting there laughing, and then finally the chicken will drop dead. And they skin it, clean it up, and cook it. It's fresh chicken. I said, wow, I thank God that we don't have to do that. And I thank God that Jesus, our Lord and Savior, sacrificed his life. We don't have to do that no more. Once and for all. And when he comes back, he's coming back in glory. God is a good God all the time, all the time. I'm coming out of Leviticus. Chapter 6. And the Lord spoke to Moses saying, if a person sins and commits a trespass against the Lord by lying to his neighbor about what was delivered to him for safekeeping, or about a pledge, or about a robbery, or if he has extorted from his neighbor, or if he has found what was lost and lies concerning it and swears falsely, in any one of these things that a man may do in which he sins, then it shall be because he has sinned and is guilty that he shall restore what he has stolen or the thing which he has extorted or what was delivered to him for safekeeping or the lost thing which was found or all that which he has swore falsely. He shall restore its full value, add one-fifth more to it, and give it to whomever it belongs on the day of his trespass offering. And he shall bring his trespass offering to the Lord, a ram without blemish from the flock, with your valuation as a trespass offering to the priest. And so the priest shall make an atonement for him before the Lord, and he shall be forgiven for any one of these things that he may have done in which he trespasses. Title for today, forgive us our sins. Lord, forgive us our sins. You know, sometimes we sin knowingly and unknowingly. And when we pray, we ask God to forgive us our sins as we forgive those who trespass against us. If you forgive others, God will truly forgive you. Anyway, a lot of times if you hold a person trespasses against you and they don't even know it, you only hurt yourself. A lot of people get sick because they're holding things. Let it go. Let it go. Forgive the past. I mean, if you're a Christian, you have to forgive the past. You can't continue to hold that stuff. I mean, it don't hurt the person. It really don't. It hurts you. Let it go. Let it go. Then the Lord spoke to Moses saying, command Aaron and his son, saying, this is the law of the burnt offering. The burnt offering shall be on the heart upon the altar at night until morning. And the fire of the altar shall keep burning on it. And the priest shall put on his linen garment and his linen trousers. He shall put on his body and take up the ashes of the burnt offering, which the fire had consumed on the altar, to put them beside the altar. Then he shall take off his garments, put on other garments, and carry the ashes outside the camp to a clean place. And the fire on the altar shall be kept burning on it. It shall not be put outside. And the priest shall burn wood on it every morning and lay the burnt offering in order on it. And he shall burn on it the fat of the peace offering. A fire shall always be burning on the altar. It shall never go out. And this is the law of the grain offering. Sons of Aaron shall offer it on the altar before the Lord. He shall take from it handful of fine flour, grain offering with its oil, and all the frankincense which is on the grain offering. He shall burn it on the altar for a sweet aroma as a memorial to the Lord. The remainder of it, Aaron his son, shall eat with unleavened bread and should be eaten in a holy place in the court of the tabernacle of meeting. They shall eat it. Will not be baked with leaven. I have given it as their portion of my offering made by fire. It is most holy, like the sin offering and trespass offering. And all the males among the children of Aaron may eat it. It shall be a statute forever in your generation concerning the offering made by fire to the Lord. Everyone touches them must be holy. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, this is the offering of Aaron and his son, which they shall offer to the Lord beginning on the day when he is anointed. 1/10 of an ephod of fine flour as a daily grain offering, half of it in the morning, half of it at night. It should be made in the pan with oil. When it is mixed, you should bring it in. The baked pieces of the grain offering you shall offer for a sweet aroma to the Lord. Priest from among the sons who is anointed in his place shall offer it. It is a statute forever to the Lord. It should be wholly burned. Every grain offering for the priest shall be wholly burned, shall not be eaten. Also the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and to his son, saying, this is the law of the sin offering in the place where the burnt offering is killed. Sin offering shall be killed before the Lord. It is most holy. The priest who offers it for sin shall eat it, for in a holy place it shall be eaten, in the court of the tabernacle of meeting. Everyone who touches it shall be holy. Who touches its flesh must be holy. And when its blood is sprinkled on any garment, you shall wash that on which it was sprinkled in a holy place. But the earthy vessel in which it was boiled shall be broken. And if it is boiled in a brass pot, it shall be both scrounged and rinsed in water. All the males among the priests may eat it. It is most holy. But no sin offering from which any of the blood is brought into the tabernacle meeting to be eaten. It should be burned in the fire. Forgive us our sin. Lord, forgive us our sin. Chapter 7, likewise, this is the law of the trespass offering. It is most holy. In the place, when they kill the burnt offering, they shall kill the trespass offering. And its blood, he shall sprinkle all around on the altar. He shall offer from it all its fat, the fat tail and the fat that covers the entrails, two kidneys and the fat that is on them by flanks, and the fatty live attached to the liver above the kidneys he shall remove. And the priest shall burn them on the altar as an offering made by fire to the Lord. It is a trespass offering. Every male among the priests may eat it. It shall be eaten in a holy place. It is most holy. The trespass offering is like the sin offering. There is one law for them both. The priest who makes atonement with this shall have it. And the priest who offers anyone burnt offering, that priest shall have for himself the skin of the burnt offering, which he has offered. Also, every grain offering that is baked in the oven and all that is prepared in the covered pan or in a pan shall be the priest who offers it. Every grain offering, whether mixed with oil or dry, shall belong to all the sons of Aaron, to one as much as the other. This is the law of the sacrifice of the peace offering, which he shall offer to the Lord. If he offers it for a thanksgiving, then he should offer with the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Unleavened cakes mixed with oil, unleavened waffles combined with oil, or cakes of blended flour mixed with oil. Besides the cake, as is often, he should offer leavened bread with the sacrifice of thanksgiving of his peace offering. God wants everything done in an exact way. 15 cubits, 100 cubits, unleavened bread with oil, unleavened bread. God wants everything done exact. And from it, he shall offer one cake for each offering as a heave offering to the Lord. It belongs to the priest who sprinkles the blood of the peace offering. The flesh of the sacrifice of his peace offering for thanksgiving shall be eaten the same day it is offered. He shall not leave any of it until morning. But if the sacrifice of this offering is a vow or a voluntary offering, it shall be eaten the same day that he offers his sacrifice. But on the next day, the remainder of it also may be eaten. The remainder of the flesh of the sacrifice on the third day must be burned with fire. And if any of the flesh of the sacrifice of his peace offering is eaten at all on the third day, it shall not be accepted, nor shall it be imputed to him. It should be an abomination to him who offers it, and the person who eats of it shall bear guilt. The flesh that touches any unclean thing shall not be eaten. It should be burned with fire. And as for the clean flesh, all who are clean may eat of it. But the person who eats the flesh of the sacrifice of the peace offering that belongs to the Lord while he is unclean, that person shall be cut off from his people. Moreover, the person who touches any unclean thing, such as a human uncleanness, an unclean animal, or any abominable unclean thing, and who eats the flesh of the sacrifice of the peace offering that belongs to the Lord, that person shall be cut off from his people. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, saying, you should not eat any fat of the ox or sheep or goat, and the fat of an animal that dies naturally, and the fat what is torn by wild beasts may be used in any other way, but you shall by no means eat it. Yeah. For whoever eats the fat of the animal, of which men offer as an offering made by fire to the Lord, that person who eats it shall be cut off from his people. Moreover, you should not eat any blood in any way of your dwelling, rather of bird or beast. And like Pastor was saying, I've seen people cut that steak, and the steak is bleeding. Yeah! And they eat the blood. That's not acceptable. God don't want you doing that stuff. Whoever, and it says right here, whoever eat any blood, that person shall be cut off from his people. They think long as you say a prayer in this generation right now that you can eat blood. Nah, God don't want you doing that. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, saying, he who offers the sacrifice of his peace offering to the Lord to bring his offerings to the Lord from the sacrifice of his peace offering. His own hands shall bring the offerings made by fire to the Lord. The fat with the breast he shall bring, that the breast may be weighed as weighed often before the Lord. He shall burn the fat on the altar, but the breast shall be Aaron and his sons. Also, the right thigh, you should give it to the priest as a heave offering from the sacrifice of the peace offering. He among the sons of Aaron who offers the blood of the peace offering and the fat shall have the right thigh for his part. For the breast of the wave offering and the thigh of the heave offering I have taken from the children of Israel from the sacrifice of the peace offering, and I have given them to Aaron the priest and to his sons from the children of Israel by a statute forever. This is the consecrated portion for Aaron and his sons from the offering made by fire to the Lord on the day when Moses presented them to the minister to the Lord as priest. The Lord commanded this to be given to them by the children of Israel on the day that he anointed them by statute forever throughout their generations. This is the law of the burnt offering, the grain offering, sin offering, trespass offering, the consecration, the sacrifice of the peace offering, which the Lord commanded Moses on Mount Sinai on the day when he commanded the children of Israel to offer their offering to the Lord in the wilderness of Sinai. My Lord, I thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. I give you praise that you have offered your body once and for all as a sacrifice. You did it at Calvary. Thank you, Lord. Chapter 8. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, take Aaron and his sons with him in the garments, the anointing oil, a bull as a sin offering, two rams, a basket of unleavened bread. Gather all the congregation together at the door of the tabernacle meeting. So Moses did as the Lord commanded him, and the congregation was gathered together at the door of the tabernacle meeting. Moses said to the congregation, this is what the Lord commanded to be done. Then Moses brought Aaron and his sons, washed them with water, and he put the tunic on them, girded him with the sash, clothed him with the robe, put the ephod on him, and he girded him with the woven band of the ephod, and with it tied the ephod on him. Then he put the breastplate on him, and he put the Urim and the Thummim in the breastplate, and he put the turban on his head. Also on the turban on his front, he put the golden plate, the holy crown, as the Lord had commanded Moses. Also Moses took the anointing oil and anointed the tabernacle and all that was in it and consecrated them. He sprinkled some of it on the altar 7 times, anointed the altar, all of his utensils, and the laver in his face to consecrate them. He poured some of the anointing oil on Aaron's head, anointed him to consecrate him. And Moses brought Aaron's sons, put tunics on them, girded them with sashes. He put hats on them as the Lord had commanded Moses. Brought the bull for the sin offering. Then Aaron and his sons laid their hands on the head of the bull for the sin offering. Moses killed it. Then he took the blood, put some of it on the horns of the altar, hauled around with his fingers, purified the altar. With the blood at the base of the altar, consecrate it, to make atonement for it. Then he took all the fat that was on the entrails, the fatty lob attached to the liver, and the two kidneys with their fat, and Moses burned them on the altar. But the bull, his hide, his flesh, and his oval, he burned with fire outside the camp, as the Lord had commanded Moses. Brought the ram as the burnt offering. Aaron his sons laid the hands on the head of the ram. Moses killed it, and he sprinkled the blood all around the altar. Cut the ram into pieces. Moses burned the head, the pieces, and the fat. Then he washed the entrails and the legs in the water. And Moses burned the whole ram on the altar. It was a burnt sacrifice for a sweet aroma. It was a burnt sacrifice for an altar made by fire to the Lord, as the Lord had commanded Moses. And he brought the second ram, the ram of consecration. Then Aaron and his sons laid their hands on the head of the ram. Moses killed it, and he took some of its blood and put it on the tip of Aaron's right ear, on the thumb of his right hand, on the big toe of his right foot. Then he brought Aaron's son, and Moses put some of the blood on the tips of their right ears, on the thumbs of their right hand. I'm just shocked, really, the things that they had to do. And that's why I'm reading it the way I'm reading it. Yeah, you know, I'm just shocked. And on the big toes of their right foot, and Moses sprinkled the blood all around on the altar. Then he took the fat and the fat tail, all the fat that was on the entrails, the fatty lobe attached to the liver, the two kidneys and the fat, and the right thigh, and from the basket of unleavened bread that was before the Lord, he took one of unleavened cake, a cake of bread anointed with oil, and one wafer, put them on the fat and on the right thigh. And he put all these in Aaron's hand and his son's hands and waved them as a wave offering before the Lord. And Moses took them from their hands and burned them on the altar of the burnt offering. They were consecrated offerings for a sweet aroma that was an offering made by fire to the Lord. Moses took the breast and waved it as a wave offering before the Lord. It was Moses' part of the realm of consecration as the Lord had commanded Moses. Moses took some of the anointing oil, some of the blood was on the altar and sprinkled it on Aaron and on his garments, on his sons, and on the garments of his sons with him. And he consecrated Aaron, his garments, his sons, and the garments of his sons with him. Moses said to Aaron, his sons, boil the flesh at the door of the tabernacle of meeting. Eat it there with the bread that is in the basket of consecration offering, as I have commanded, saying, Aaron and his sons shall eat it. What remains of the flesh and of the bread you shall burn with fire, and you shall not go outside the door of the tabernacle of meeting for 7 days, until the days of your consecration are ended. For 7 days he shall consecrate you, as he has done this day, so the Lord had commanded to do to make atonement for you. Therefore, you shall stay at the door of tabernacle meeting day and night for 7 days and keep the charge of the Lord so that you may not die. But so I have commanded. So Aaron and his son, they did all the things that the Lord had commanded by the hand of Moses. You know, I'm so happy and glad that we don't have to do all that stuff, that sprinkling of the blood on the toe, on the knob of your ear. My Lord.
Blood on your big toe.
Forgive us our sins. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, gave his body. And we don't have to do all that stuff. I thank you, Lord. I give you praise, honor, hallelujah to your name. Because
glory,
you, Aaron, and the priests and the sons, and you forget what to do and you do it the wrong way and don't do it the way God has commanded you to do it, you'd be guilty. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to your name.
Yes.
Praise you. That I don't have to bring a turtle dove and wring the turtle dove's neck. I'm glad that we don't have to do all the things that they had to do in Leviticus. Thank you.
Come on, Mother. Praise God.
Thank you. Turning this back over to Pastor Bridget.
You know, as we go back into Leviticus, into the life lessons, you know, in chapter 6, verse 5, it says, all that about which he has formed, also value one-fifth more to it. When we have defrauded or hurt someone, genuine repentance requires restitution. There it is, Mother. It is not enough to say, I'm sorry, or please forgive me. We are to put right what we have done wrong, Luke 19 and 8. You know, Mother, I'm still waiting for my 40 acres. I'm just saying. just letting you know, you know.
Amen.
Pay off my son's student loan debt and we'll be fine. You know,
amen.
I have one son with student loan debt and one that graduated debt-free from college. But I tell you, you know, they just keep adding up and adding up the interest. That's what just does it, does people in. You know, come on now. You know, you work all these years to get your education, and then you can't do anything with it, you know, because you owe and you owe and you owe and you owe. So my 40 acres and a mule would be my child's debt cancellation. Come on now. That's what I'm asking for, you know, because, you know, he served the country. You know, he's a veteran and did everything the right way. And yet, you know, we can forgive loans for so many, but all of our veterans, need to have their loans forgiven. I don't care if they pay one red cent. They should have their loans forgiven because they almost paid for their life for this nation.
Amen.
That's just the only right thing to do. So, you know, as they say in the Word of God, they had to do reparations and atonement. Our nation needs to atone for how it treats its veterans. There should not be a homeless veteran in America. There should not be. I'm not trying to get on my soapbox.
That is really,
really right.
It's right. And, you know, in Long Beach, California, my daughter is a vet. She was in the Air Force. And they treat them, oh, my gosh.
So was my son. My son was Air Force as well.
They really treat them good. They really do. And I thank God for that.
Now, when he was in service, awesome. They had the best accommodations, the best of everything Air Force did. But when they get out, come on. You know, help them get employment. Help them get the things that they need. You know, that's what, you know, a veteran should not be underemployed or unemployed. That should be
true.
The first person hired. You know, that's just my feeling on it. Because they sacrificed. They volunteered to take care of this country. And that is, you know, I as we get ready to go into President's Day, and, you know, I think about all of the sacrifices that men and women in the military service gave to this nation and how we don't treat them right. But anyway, getting off my soapbox, you know, when we go into our word this morning, Mother, in Leviticus chapter 8, verses 2 and 3, you know, Aaron, a fatal compromise. Aaron was always getting into trouble. That's all I'm going to say. Aaron, Moses' older brother, right-hand man and spokesman during the time of the Exodus, received a very high divine calling to serve as priest for the liberated nation. Because this enormous task also carried great responsibility, such a man had to live in a manner beyond reproach. Aaron, unfortunately, had a weakness for unwise compromise. Come on, can we say golden calf mother?
Amen.
At a critical time when Moses and his people needed him to stand strong, he gave in to the clamoring of the Israelites and forged the golden calf for them to worship. Failure, he missed out on God's very best for himself and doomed a number of Israelites to a fatal encounter with a holy God. Aaron's compromise led to the death of 3,000 of his fellow Hebrews.
Who's on the Lord's side?
Aaron reminds us that God requires full obedience to his word, no matter how tempting it may feel to compromise. When we ask God, forgive us our trespasses, we got to not trespass. You know, and it says, so, and then it's Leviticus 8 and 35. So I have been commanded, even in worship, Moses did only what God had commanded him. God takes the lead. We are to follow. God's greatest servant understood this, and so should we if we want to serve him. And before we get out of here this morning, a word from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn. And the word for this morning is, the safest place in the world to be is in the will of God. Come on now. The safest place in the world to be is in the will of God. Have a fantastic Friday, family. Have a safe Friday for those that have to go out in this weather. If you do not have to go out, stay home. Make it a rest day. Stay home. Don't go out in all this if you don't have to. And I just ask for your prayers, but I know I'm covered by the blood of Jesus as I do have to go out in it because I have an assignment. But I tell God, thank you anyway for this day because I thank God anyway for the good. I thank God anyway for the bad. I thank God anyway for the ugly. I thank God always because he loves us and he cares about us and he wants the best for us. And when we ask God, Lord, forgive us our trespasses, we got to be willing to forgive others. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Mother Valerie. I got to get ready to go out and all of this, so I got to get the scarf, got to get the gloves, got to get the boots, got to get all of the stuff, get my blanket in my car, make sure my windshield scraper is in, got to get all my gear, you know, make sure I got my everything, what do you call it, the plugs, to make sure that if I have to give a jump, I get a jump, I got everything I need. Because the one thing I need and I got with me, I keep it every day in my car. I have the Word of God. So you never travel. Don't travel without your Bible, family. Keep a Bible always in your car. You know, because I'm going to tell you, when you travel with the Word travels with you. Hallelujah. Have a great day, family. As Sister Carolyn say, the safest place is in the world to be is in the will of God. Let us be in the will of God today. Have a great day, Mother Valerie. What is it? It is a wrap. It's a wrap.
You know what? I want to say this before we wrap it up. We had one person to give their life to the Lord, and we thank, praise God for that. A soul came to God and joined the table of life. And I just want to give God thanks and say, you know, God is good. And it is a wrap.
It's a wrap. It's a wrap. Have a great day, family. Stay safe. Stay safe. Mother's going to bed and I'm going to work. Have a great day, family. It's a wrap.
It's a wrap. God is good.
God is so good. Amen.